All right, it's time for our weekly visit with Ron Sanford, who is president and CEO of Metairie Bank. Ron, always a great always great to talk to you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, good. Nice to be here.
Now, Ron, you know a lot about sports. You you played sports in college. And so what is your view of this move for Oklahoma University? I guess the University of Oklahoma. Oklahoma and University of Texas joining the SEC. Now, when I was growing up, I know Texas was part of the Southwestern Conference, which kind of disappeared. And I know the lines have all been blurred. But, boy, there was a time that, you know, you wouldn't have thought of any team being in the SEC that was to the west of the Sabine River.
Well, those were the old days, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, this is clearly Oklahoma and Texas. Both are following the money, as they say, and that's a sad statement about college sports, but that's
well. Talk about that. I mean, how much money are we talking about? You know, they're in leagues. They're making tons of money, but the SEC is such a viable, popular conference. It's been such a tough conference in recent years that I guess people are drawn to it and. It gets a lot of attention, so there's going to be more money for Texas and Oklahoma.
Absolutely. Currently, the SEC, you know, which is really the powerhouse conference in the country, distributes somewhere in the mid-$50 million per year to its individual sports teams, to its conference members.
Wait, and $50 million for each team for the year?
Yeah, about $55 million. To each university's sports program. And that's primarily based on TV revenues. And of course, that the existing contract is with CBS. Well, the SEC has negotiated a new contract beginning in 2025 with ESPN, which is, you know, part of the ABC and ultimately the Disney is owned by. It's a 10-year contract, Scoot, for $3 billion. It's essentially $300 million a year. It's estimated that beginning in 2025, each SEC school will get close to $67 million a year. And you compare that to what Texas and OU get as part of the Big 12 today, they get in the mid-30s, like $34 million a year. So essentially, they'll be almost doubling their annual revenue sharing joining the SEC.
Based on this criteria of why people want to join the SEC, I mean, how long is it going to be before Southern Cal and UCLA start to bid for the SEC?
Well, that could well be. There's a lot of speculation that there will just be a couple of three super conferences in the country and everybody else will just be kind of like playing high school. You know, that's what it may well come to, 30 to 60 big power conference teams aligned in two or three conferences.
Well, that's a big difference. In the Big 12, they're getting about $34 million a year. In the SEC, they'll get about $55 million a year. I mean, that's a huge difference.
Well, it is huge, and they'll get 67 when the new contract kicks in, and then they'll renegotiate the new contract because they'll have Oklahoma and Texas as part of it. So it'll be worth even more money. So there's probably be north of $70 million. So you can see how they're more than doubling their take from what they're getting currently by moving conferences.
So this was one of the arguments used for college athletes being able to reap the benefits of their name being used, because these universities are using them to make money. And while, you know, it's not ethical or practical to actually pay them a salary to play college ball, I think the argument was, well, let's let them benefit in some way. So now they're able to benefit, and some college students are going to make millions before they even get to the NFL. But all of this is based on how much money these universities are making off the players.
Well, sure. They're making a lot of money off of the players. The players don't participate in any of that other than whatever portion of it goes to the academic. The scholarship itself, you know, that the players are receiving while they're playing football. So that's all an additional part of the pie. What the players will be able to negotiate for themselves.
Well, let's be a little selfish about this too, and talk about what it's going to mean when Oklahoma or Texas come to Baton Rouge. Well, I mean, that's going to mean an economic boost.
Sure. Those are going to be huge games. Look at the rivalries that will be created. Texas, LSU, Alabama, Oklahoma. And plus, you're adding two of the really fiercest rivalries around to the SEC and the Red River Showdown, which is Texas and Oklahoma every year that they play in Jerry's World in Dallas.
Well, and
plus,
it also,
Texas A&M in Texas, which is
It also occurred to me that in the past, one of the big college rivalries always was Texas A&M, and now they're going to be in the same conference.
Exactly. And they'll be back to playing each other again, and probably will move the LSU game, which has been over Thanksgiving weekend with LSU, get that back to a regular Thanksgiving day game between Texas and Texas A&M, as it was for years and years and years.
Yeah, I do remember, growing up and watching that with my dad, because my dad had spent a little time at the University of Texas, so I was a big Longhorns fan as a kid, and they were doing really well back in those days, and that was a Thanksgiving tradition, Texas A&M.
Forever and ever, and it probably will be again now. I'm not sure how happy A&M is about having to share the state of Texas with the Longhorns, but they did vote to accept them when the SEC voted unanimously to invite those two schools in.
Well, there's a benefit for the SEC. I mean, the SEC is looking at this from their perspective as well, and they're going to benefit. It's not just the Oklahoma and Texas teams are going to benefit, but the SEC is going to benefit. I mean, it's not like they're inviting, Bowling Green into the SEC.
Oh, no. It's going to make it more valuable. You know, as we said, the ESPN television contract will be renegotiated for more than the $3 billion they've already agreed to pay over 10 years just because of the value that those two universities, which, as I understand it, between them have had 10 national championships based on AP polls. Yeah. That's a lot of history and a lot of star power being added to the SEC.
And Oklahoma, Texas playing Alabama on a regular basis. I mean, look, I think it's going to be exciting.
Sure. It absolutely will be. And it must be making the Big Ten, which is, I think everybody recognizes is closest to the SEC in terms of football star power. It must be making them be thinking a lot about what they're going to do to try to stay up to speed with the SEC in terms of overall realignment.
It's always a pleasure to get your insight. Ron Sanford, President and CEO of Metairie Bank. Thank you for being with us, sir.